And do you have an update on Aaron Williams?
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. He's going to miss a few weeks, but it's not a season ender.
Same with Stevie Johnson. Do you have an update on his?
Yeah, he may not be able to practice Wednesday, but I think it'll be okay for this weekend.
How important is it to get him as close to 100% as possible for the passing game?
Yeah, it's very important when you got your leading receiver hobbled. It hurts your passing game. So to have him as close to 100% would be very important for us.
He showed that he can play through pain, though. He did last
year.
Yeah,
he did last year, and he did the other day. It was impressive.
Back in August, when Stevie and David Nelson both missed a few sessions, you expressed some concern about the depth you had behind those two guys and whether the guys behind them can step up. Have you seen any progress here, and do you have those same concerns given the fact that David's not here and Stevie's a little banged up?
Well, anytime you miss two very good players who, you know, are very productive in your offense, that hurts. And there's not a lot of time for other guys to get reps, so they don't come along as fast as they might in an off season. But, you know, Scott Chandler's been productive for us. He's got to continue to be more productive. Donald has really come on in the last two or three weeks and played well. TJ's still a work in progress right now. He's getting there, but he's not moving as quickly as he could if he were playing, you know, every snap. But the reason he can't play every snap is he's not quite there yet. So we're using Brad in there some, and we're using don't play Ravel much, but he knows what to do. He's a veteran, and he can go in and play. We're not as good as if the starter's on the field, but that's true at every position in football.
Coach, you mentioned last week you wanted to see how Pierce would respond to some of the stuff that he did with the specialist. Has enough time passed for that, or how much time needs to pass to see if it responded properly?
They're telling us from a few days to a couple of weeks is what we'll need to figure that out, exactly where he is and what he'll be able to do, you know, for the rest of the year, basically.
How about Terrence, you know, with Aaron being out for a couple of games, getting him back would be very
important. Yeah, that would be important. I don't know, you know, what his status will be this week. He, you know, we had the week off, and we'll see if he can get back to practice Wednesday or Thursday, or Wednesday and Thursday, hopefully, and things are better. But I don't know that. We just got to wait and see on that.
So just to be clear on Pierce, Coach, he could be practicing as soon as a few days from now or a couple of weeks from now?
Yeah, that could be either way. I don't think this week at all, but we might be able to make a determination by the end of the week of where he is.
Do you feel you have enough as far as a deep threat to stretch opponents?
Yeah, you gotta set things up to do it that way, and what you have to do is throw it deep enough to keep people honest. You just can't throw it 6-yard routes the whole ball game. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. You know, if you go back and look, I think Houston threw it deep twice when the game was in the balance. They threw one deep late on fourth down, but I think they threw it deep a couple times in the ball game. Sometimes it's deep overs, sometimes it's deep crossers. You know, it's things like that that you have to get a guy to catch the ball and go make a few yards on his own. And so I think it's a matter of getting guys to do what they do best, fit it into the offense the way it needs to be fit in, and then you go from there.
Is TJ ready to do that, go deep? I mean,
yeah, he can run deep, but yeah, you got to read coverage too. You just can't take off and run. You got to see what's going on, and you got to know how to beat a guy and set a guy up, and he's working on all that stuff.
How much is not going downfield more often a product of you not thinking it would be much of a benefit to your offense versus having something that's missing that's preventing?
There's some of that. It's more of that than having people that can go deep. It's more by design than it is by lack of personnel, that's for sure.
Coach, I forgot to ask you this last week, but in some of the self-scouting that you may have done during the bye week, was there anything looked at with respect to the fourth quarter? It seems at point you've been pretty balanced scoring through the first three quarters thus far this season, but the fourth quarter is considerably lower than the other three. Anything from that or no?
Yeah, the whole deal with that is we've been behind in three games really big and you go out there and throw it every snap, bad things happen, and that's when they end up getting field position and running the football and scoring. And that's where the imbalance comes.
I know what hindsight is, but do you, in retrospect, do you think you may have not run the ball as much as you wanted to when looking back at that game, and maybe you know, wanted to run the ball a little bit more?
I wanted to run the ball a little bit more, but the you know what they played defensively, putting seven big guys in there, made it tough. It makes it hard to do that. And CJ bounced out of there and made a couple of plays kind of on his own, but it wasn't set up to run the football. And we were making them pay for it in the first half. We just the bottom line in the game, in my opinion, was they scored touchdowns and we didn't score touchdowns. If we'd have converted in the red zone, you know, we were down there four times, it may have been a 28-21 game. And we'd been pretty good in the red zone. Up until this game, we'd been, you know, in the top 10 in the league. So, but it didn't, we didn't play well in the red zone.
With that in mind, there was a fourth and two in the first half and a third and one in the second half that were in the red zone that you just declined to go for those and decided to kick field goals. Do you stick with that strategy, or do you think maybe that was a little bit maybe too conservative in hindsight?
If you don't win, it's always you do something different. If you're not going to win the game, but you're doing what you think you need to do to win the game, you sit there and you if you make them kick a field goal there at the end instead of scoring a touchdown, all of a sudden it's 17-9 and you score and get the two-pointer, and I would have gone for two, in case you're wondering. We'd have tied the ball game up, and then who knows what happens from there. So, you don't think about we're not going to play good. I better take this. This is our last chance and only chance to win. You don't think about that. You think about what puts you in the best position to win the game, seeing what you're doing. If you're down three scores, you go for it.
Does your opponent on the road against, you know, the top team in the AFC factor into that thinking, or is that solely your strategy?
No, that strategy that I have, you know, I mean, you to say you don't consider who you're playing and all that, you do consider it somewhat, but overall, you just got to have an idea about whether you want to, you know, go for it there, or whether you want to kick the field goal and take points.
Is that your basic philosophy, or was it a decision for you? Did you have to say, wait a minute, do I want to go for this, or is it, no, I got to get points out of this? I mean, is that your basic philosophy?
It was 14-6. If you kick it and make it 14-9, then you score a touchdown, you win the game. I mean, the defense is playing pretty good. So, to me, that's not even a consideration at that point.
As a whole, halfway through the season, how do you assess your offense at this point? I know you played a very good defense yesterday, but the lack of finish has been a somewhat of an inconsistent problem issue.
Well, you know, we've moved the ball pretty well at times. We've scored points at times. You'd like to be more consistent with everything that you do, but you know, we haven't been quite as consistent as I would like for various reasons. And that's what you go out and you try to create consistency with your offense. I wish we could have run it more the other day. But it was one of those situations where you know, we thought it was best to throw the football. So, and it didn't work. If we'd have won, everybody said, well, that was really good. But it didn't work. We were not able to throw it successful enough to score points to win the ball game.
Does it concern you, Chan? I mean, looking at yesterday and looking back at the tape or whatever and what Wade Phillips did in that situation, that maybe you're not, because of that deep threat component that we talked about, multi-dimensional enough or whatever the right word is for that, the teams can pick up on that and execute defense that way against you and kind of...
Oh, I think people will probably copycat some of the things that they did, yeah. And we've got to have better ways to combat that, and that's what we'll do. We'll have better ways to combat that as we go ahead. And, we moved the ball well enough in the first half that I felt like that we could do the same thing in the second half, and we weren't able to convert as many times as I hoped we would in the second half.
The Wildcat, you haven't gotten a lot of production out of that, aside from a long run from Brad, I think, in San Francisco. Are you frustrated with where that is, that part of your offense is through eight games?
Not frustrated. I just hoped it would be a little bit better at what we're doing with it. I was hoping it would create a little bit more of a problem for people, but I think having it they have to work on it, and I hope that as time goes on, we'll be able to use it more and more. But you have to use it in the right situation versus the right defenses, and we weren't getting that yesterday, so it wasn't. We put it out there one time, and didn't make the play.
Ryan had said that you don't major in downfield passing. This offense, that's not your major, but previous stops, that's something that you did do. What is it that you would like to have happen, or what circumstances before you at least consider maybe taking it as a couple of electives?
There's so much that goes into how you design things. You design them around your players. You do what they do best. You try to make sure that you are making first downs and giving your players a chance to be successful. And so everything's designed around, what you feel like your players do the best. That's what you do.
There was a report yesterday on ESPN that Mario is or was dealing with a torn ligament. Is that the case?
I have not heard anything about that. I don't know where that came from, but I've heard nothing of that sort.
How did you get through the game? Did it go okay for him?
Sounded like the report this morning was it was, better than it had been in weeks past, day after game.
This is the first time here in Buffalo we've had a chance to talk to you since Buddy spoke on Friday and wanted to put to rest any questions about your future here beyond this season. Your thoughts on what Buddy had said? And I know this is...
Buddy's been very good to me, and we're working through trying to turn this thing back around for the for the franchise and for the Buffalo fans and for everybody. So I appreciate it. I'm going to work my rear off, no matter what, to try to get this thing back where it belongs.
Jan, how much conversations do you have with Ralph Wilson on a week-to-week basis or a day-to-day basis?
We talk once a week.
What's his been? What's the feedback you've gotten from him?
He's upset we're losing. Would you expect anything less? I mean, he's upset we're losing. That's made very clear, and which I understand. I am too. So we got to win, and our weekly conversations will go better.
Mark Anderson, what are his chances to play this weekend?
Bad. He's had a pretty good setback. He may need another procedure before it's over with. So I'm not sure we'll have him this week.
If he does need another procedure, does that end the season?
No. They tell me if they end up doing it that it would be very a minor 2 or 3 week deal, and he would be able to get back.
And to follow up on Mario, when you said you hadn't heard that, you hadn't heard the report, or you hadn't heard that he had had a torn ligament?
That he had anything wrong with a ligament at all. I had heard nothing about a ligament.